How's it going? I believe just like that, we are back once again. Did you miss you? Miss me? I missed you. How's it going? How's your summer going? Welcome back to another RCS Live. Yes, as always, Nate Mumford, Director of Sales Engineering. Today, we are talking about the brand new Zeta 525.2. That's right. Some of the great new features coming out. I believe 525.2 will be hitting beta as we speak. And I realized as I was doing notes here, that I don't think I did a 525.1 RCS Live either. So I thought just for right now, let's dive in and talk about some 525.1 new features, talk about beta that's out right now as well. And of course, as always, you know, we're hitting the road with some great new exciting things. We have the Zeta Cloud in full force. There's also, don't forget about audio display with some really, really cool features in the mix now with audio display, including spot versus block targeting, some conflict checkers, as well as some really cool features. If you want to check that out, we'll do an RCS Live with some of those new features. Or, of course, you can reach out to myself, your local RCS sales rep, or whomever here at RCS, and we'll get you in touch with some of those cool new features. And we're on the road as well. And we've got IBC coming up. We have NAB New York. I'll be there. I'll also be in Ohio for the Midwestern broadcasters and a couple of others that mix as well. So if you want to check us down the road, we're there. But I thought for right now, as always, we have our chat open. Good morning. Hey, Milik, thank you for checking in from Germany. I appreciate that. So as always, don't forget, too, we have our previous videos on our archive. That is rcsworks.com/rcs-live. Over 150 how-tos and tips and tricks and all that good stuff is on our archive. So let's go ahead and dive right into it. Any questions for me, let me know. I got my chat open. As I said, we're on, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, all of that good stuff. Let's go ahead and dive right into it, talking about the brand new features. Before I forget, I want to briefly talk about 525.1 very quickly in bullet point fashion. New features in there, not limited to the allowing the creation of new assets via record events. We have one-way site replication. That was huge. I know for a lot of the users who wanted that, you know, that's one of the things where if you want it, we told you about it. It's this receive-only site. The idea we have one-way site rep, think about a main studio and a transmitter site. You just want to push it to the transmitter site for backup purposes. There's your one-way site replication. We also have reconciliation for virtual log events as well, configuration, stations. And if you go to the RCS Hot AC, and you're, by the way, we'll talk about this in just a second. But live event settings, you'll now see reconcile virtual log events in the mix. Sequencer, hotkey, stack, C player. Don't forget, it is asset specific. I highlighted songs and I'm reconciling the virtual log events. If I click on spots or more importantly, links, I can reconcile those virtual log events as well. That's a very cool feature coming down the pipeline, or actually it's released already in 525.1. Spot block segmentation, allowing for spot blocks to be separated into segments, and includes new output variables to be sent when those segments start, stop, play, pause, plus a brand new bunch of spot block variables in the XU commands. We did drop AFC for bass for audio format and coding. That's important note behind the scenes. If you're an audiophile, want to use some FLAC or, you know, any type of those Opus, you know, kind of audio formats. We also included a brand new layout, and there's a reload layout. This was always in the mix. You just kind of go to the layout and simply reload it. But now we have an actual reload layout icon. And we also replicate the tag imaging and routing behaviors across sites. I know that sounds vague. If you're curious about any of these, you can reach out to the local RCS contact. We'll talk about all of the new features in 525.1. But I thought, because we're getting ready for beta for 525.2, let's talk about some of those new features. Again, any questions, I'm here. We're live. It's an RCS Live, and we are back, baby. So This is very cool. This is the concept called high availability slots, right? And you're like, what does that mean? It sounds kind of vague. So the high availability slots in 525.2 is essentially the idea of we don't care where it's playing as long as it's playing. It's the ability to move stations and some configurations to a different computer with a single click. Think of it as almost an automatic failover in case some hardware issues. But we have some users that are kind of taking this idea of high availability slots and they're running with it, right? So let's kind of talk about that process and how it works and some of the setup and configuration of those high availability slots. Again, this is perfect for computer maintenance. I'm going to my configuration here. I'm going to go to system. And off the bat, you're going to be like, whoa, Nate, what happened to my configuration window? We decided that as we keep on adding to some of these configurations, we need to kind of make this a little cleaner, right? Because if you don't have G selectors, some things move around, the tabs move up and down. So we decided for 525.2 to keep this nice and clean and simple. So now on the left-hand side, this is your same navigation tabs, just nice and clean on the left-hand side. Doesn't it look great? I love that. And you'll notice, by the way, there's now a brand new high availability slots right here. See that drop down, that little checkbox, rather? That's going to enable your high availability slots. Now, while we're here, make a note of the database watcher service. I'm on my laptop here for demos, and so I don't have a multi-computer setup. But if I did, the idea is that the database watcher service is kind of that heartbeat sensor, so to speak. And if we had multiple machines as part of our environment, right? I could have a utility machine or a production machine, whatever it is, be in charge of that database watcher service. And now I can have multiple machines monitoring my environment in case of emergencies or a failure or maintenance, whatever it is. I can now pivot those machines. This will all come into play as we look at the big picture for high availability slots. And again, any questions, I have my chat open here as well. So what are we talking about? We're talking about what is being moved for these high availability slots. It's a sequencer process, station audio, including the sequencer, hotkey stacks, and Z player, station audio input, feed through route audio, station GPIs and GPOs, live metadata output. Treat this as essentially an override, right? Not a permanent reconfiguration. This is an override saying something happened, a hard drive failure. I'm doing a virus update, Windows update, whatever it is. I want to pivot to this new kind of environment, this new sequencer, this new computer, and move everything to that new environment for either a temporary time or whatever it is. But again, treat this as an override rather than a permanent reconfiguration, right? So the first thing here is, again, DB Watcher service. We can have multiple machines and the high availability slots as well. And so the idea is I'm going to now close this and just briefly show you what I mean going to configuration and stations, right? I'm going to click on my station here, and you'll notice there's a brand new high availability slot station. And under the sequencer computer, notice how we have a brand new dropdown for use the global slot pool. You can define this by an individual computer. So if you want to have, let's say, a utility machine that's in charge of your high availability slots, you can do that as well. But the idea is that this is kind of that backup computer waiting in the wings, right? And this computer is going to use the global slot pool based on whatever is defined as the current output for that particular station, right? And again, there's some advanced configurations here. I'm just kind of throwing this out there, seeing what sticks. You want more examples of this, reach out to your local RCS contact. We'll help you out. Don't worry about that. So the idea here is that I can have one or more computers, and I can have a pool of computers also assigned to those based on those sequencer computers, right? And by the way, that includes the live metadata output as well. We follow those computer sequencers. And while we're at it, let's talk about for a second here. I'm going to go in just because I got bored and I wanted to make things exciting for you guys. I'm going to drag in this I am alive read. I'm going to double click on this note because I put in, I don't want to do the actual note itself. I have this little note that I made for us right here. So we talk about some of those execute commands. These are some big ones in regards to high availability slots. We have a computer failover execute commands. This is the idea that the database watcher process if something disappears, a machine dies, you bring it down for maintenance, another machine in the group will be automatically notified and take over. And by the way, if I had more machines here, let me double click on this, that sequencer machine here, you'll have more machines down here as well. See how that high availability slot stolen? See how there's just that one green? If I had more than one here, I could see all of those machines listed here in my startup manager, right? So the idea is that I can essentially, if a machine disappears or goes for maintenance, another machine in the group will be automatically notified and take over. Then there's the computer failover from. This is the idea that I have one computer. It's assigned to, let's say, eight stations are part of that computer. That computer is in charge of the sequencer for eight stations. This XU command, computer.failover from, will move the stations out of that assigned computer into a brand new sequencer assigned computer. Versus, let's say, sequencer failover, which moves the specific station. See that? So again, computer is all the stations assigned to the computer, move the computer. Sequencer is just the single station sequencer. We're going to move that out to a different location. And then there's the system subprocess failover, which moves the DB watcher to a different machine. Again, that's the heartbeat sensor. So if your heartbeat sensor machine needs to get updated, we can move another machine to be in charge of that DB watcher. As you can see, this is a very powerful tool. Remember, going back to, we don't care where it's playing as long as my station is on the air playing out, acting as an override, not a permanent reconfiguration, right? And by the way, there's a full API pool tied to this as well. So if I go to my configuration and high availability slots, I won't dive too far into this, but essentially the idea here is, again, I just have my one machine here, but if I go to my high availability slots, this is defining essentially the machine that's available as part of that global pool. I have the name of the machine, the computer name. And notice, by the way, the individual audio inputs and outputs, the feed through routing, the ports in there, as well as the GPIO and the live metadata here as well. So the idea is that I'm taking that normal environment and I'm defining a machine over here. So if anything happens, I can just pivot to that machine. And now that machine's in charge of everything. So it's a very, very cool feature that we have a lot of users doing some advanced configurations with those high availability slots, right? Any questions there? Let me know. Just quickly moving on for time purposes here. We have feed through routes allowed for multiple port or IP addresses. That's brand new as well. We add the option to add control text to an output event. Simply put, if I take this spot block, right click on here and go to properties, there's now a control text on here. See that? And that control text, if I just put a test there for right now, and if I save this, the idea is that if I see that control text matching on a GPIO, I'm going to do a certain trigger or behavior, whatever you want that to be. So again, going back to system over here, our brand new navigation here on the left, command mappings over there. I'll go to my GPIO mapping. And let's say you can see I have a little, there's a sequencer fail over here that I talked about just earlier, but the kind of XU commands. But if I do over here and do, let's say, a spot block, and I'll do a, let's see, where is the one I want to do? There's a child one here. I think I can do this here. No, let's do a child. Come on. Where's, I had this written down beforehand. Yeah, we'll do this one. So just a move up and play next spot block. There's a bunch of spot block commands now carrying back over from 525.1, part of that spot block segments. But notice over here, there's a match on control text. That's what it's saying over there. Again, if I have essentially this test, and if I move this over just to the right here, you'll see test and test. When we have that relationship as defined by the control text, we can have certain behaviors and properties and triggers associated with that. So another brand new cool feature that a lot of sites are taking that and running with it based on their specific needs. And that again is defined either on a spot block control text or all throughout the GPIOs. Make sense there? Cool. Right, Malik? Malik or Mick? Mick, I think. Sorry. Thank you, Mick. Let's see here. Live metadata HD radio. We adjust the timing and system in the live metadata. There's now a delay message. I'm not going to save my changes. I'm going to close that, go to configuration, go back to my system, back to the new navigation, back to live metadata. And you'll see now there's a brand new delay messages by in seconds. That's a really important thing as we're bringing in more and more of the RDS and HD radios into the mix. There's a really important delay messages by right there. And again, don't forget, in Zeta, you can scale to your heart's content. So you can have multiple now playing exports. And if you do have something unique where you want to split multiple forms of exporting metadata, you might have one, rather than having one and delaying it across the board, now you can kind of split it into two. You always could do that, but you split it into two, and now one could have a delay message. So you might have one based on, let's say, a feed or whatever it is that has your straightforward messaging, and the other one has a delay based on the certain device or wherever that output is. So that's a really important thing as well. I know, I'm trying to upgrade my machine to Windows 11, and my computer keeps reminding me, but it won't let me do it. Let's see here. Great for profanity delays as well, just so you know. We have a brand new armed sequencers in SiteRep. Do not have to send live metadata or ETM behaviors. I'm just making a note of that. If you're doing SiteRep with armed sequencers, that's a really important new feature. Just allowing you to have more control over your environment. There's also delay split messages for splits players. That's also in the mix. And then let's get some user preferences here. So if I jump over here to my user preferences, a couple things to note here. Number one, if I jump to the logs tab over here, there's a really cool new option. If you're an MVT user, there's this brand new one that's in 525.1. Close multi-site voice tracker window when choosing or closing the SegWit Editor voice tracker. Simply put, if you're NVT or the window that's above it, I could show you, but for time purposes, I'll just let it linger. If I have both that top of my station list and the voice track, when I close it, both go away. That's a really cool little fun feature that I absolutely love that. Again, close multi-site voice tracker window when closing SegWit Editor voice tracker. That's a great one to enable for your users. Again, user preferences. You can do this at the role level, or I'm just, you know, editing my supervisor user profile right now. And by the way, there's also a brand new one for show intro value in logs module progress bar. If I move this over to the right-hand side, now we always had the intro column here, but that was a column. And if I right-click on this and remove that column again for the real estate, you'll notice that in the event, I now can include that intro marker right there. So if I was monitoring my stations, not necessarily going live here in the on-air sequencer, but the logs module, I can now see those intro markers across the board, and they're included inside of that event column, allowing me to remove the intro column and having more real estate on my screen. Again, that is a user-specific setting that could be done under user preferences, logs, and the show intro values in the log module progress bars. It's not the actual like yellow intro that's always been there. I'm talking about just that 14 seconds, the 21 seconds, 8 seconds, 8 seconds, 18 seconds. That's what I'm talking about, because again, I removed the intro column, saving myself some real estate. Chris, I see you. Chris, great question. So Chris is asking, any plans for multi-site voice tracking on Zeta to go? The short answer is that we're in the world of the cloud, Chris. And what we're doing with Zeta Cloud is we're trying to, you know, we're applying those cloud operations while still respecting our traditional on-premise Zeta, you know, operation. And so there's some hybrid approaches to essentially looking at, you know, 2025 in the future. And what we're going to find is there's going to be probably a solution to that multi-site voice tracking, not necessarily on Zeta to go, but through some Zeta Cloud or some new features in Zeta Cloud. And that's going to tie back into your Zeta on-prem system, essentially answering your question, I need to record a multi-site voice track remotely. How can I do that? Well, you can do it in the future, hopefully, with Zeta Cloud. And on top of that, that multi-site voice tracking on Zeta Cloud, because it is Zeta Cloud, we use your single sign-on, two-factor authentication. You don't need a VPN. So then all of a sudden, let's say, Chris, you want to go and bring in a talent. Mayek from Germany wants to come in and voice track your station, or you want him or them to come in. The idea is that you can just go and, you know, here's your email, password, and go ahead and voice track, you know, remotely using that, you know, that new cloud feature. So as I said, yes, very cool stuff. And congratulations on the new voice tracking gig, Mayek. It's nice stuff. So yeah, there's some really cool stuff in the pipeline. Full disclosure, we're working on this stuff right now. When it's announced, you'll hear me talk about it. So right now we're still in kind of the development stages of it. You know, again, we'll have more information when it's released, but I do know, referencing some old past videos, I like to always reference when things are released or I know they're coded, I will kind of bring it to your attention. If they're certainly in the works or something like that, then yes, I'm going to go and kind of say, hey, it's nothing finalized just yet. But when that feature is done, trust me, you'll hear it, because that is the top of my personal list, Chris, just so you know. Any other questions on that? Let me know. It's been a while. So if you have any questions on some future stuff, I know we have some Zeta Cloud RCS lives coming down the future. Pay attention to that on our socials. We'll have those too. But as I said, any new really exciting features, you're going to hear it from us on the RCS lives or in person or all that good stuff. So, all right, back to 525.2 new features. Awesome. No problem. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. We talked about some of those user settings. Adding a weekend color. So the idea, if I go to configuration and themes and appearances, now I'm going to grab one of my just random themes with RCS Live. Down here under user interface in general, there is now a weekend foreground. So if I wanted to look at something, I'll grab a song here and go to my history. There's ways of now having that highlight if I want to enable it down the road. I can do that. So again, the weekend, the Saturdays, all that. You can now change that weekend foreground color right there. Again, themes and appearances. Choose your theme, weekend foreground, choose an override. It can now highlight when there's the Saturday, Sunday in the mix. You'll see that now highlighted in a brand new color. Let's see here. There is a brand new, for our splits clients out there, there's a brand new splits master. So let me go to stations over here. Let me get my internet split and then jump to a splits mode. And there's now a option down here for the splits master provides fill content. Remember, when we have the splits, we're in the networking world. So network headends, if I am a headend and I have 6 minutes, the local splits client must also have 6 minutes or any kind of combination of that, 3 minutes of the national, 3 minutes of their own spot block. There's creative ways of doing it. But one of those brand new options here is the splits master provides the fill content. So if I wanted to adjust that fill content based on the shift, the show, the station, whatever it is, I can do that once now at the split master level, and all the split clients will follow along based on that setting. Now, the splits master provides fill content. So if you're a split station, another cool setting there. Let's see here. And Zeta to go, a couple new settings, Zeta to go. We did a bunch of fixes in Zeta to go, too many to mention right now. There's little things you can change the chain type now. When you're looking at a voice track, you can change that to auto post or live segue, whatever it is, or early segue, I should say. There's some options there. So that's a really cool one as well. So in Zeta to go. But yeah, you're going to start to see a little, I always give you little breadcrumbs here in these RCS live videos. Remember, the Zeta Cloud is going to be a big feature. And part of that Zeta Cloud is we don't want to forget the traditional Zeta on-prem system. And you're going to see some of those hybrid operations, right? Taking those secondary stations and broadcasting from the cloud, where the primary, you know, the large morning show with all the news talks and all of that, you know, you're getting that Zeta on-prem and back and forth. And if only in the future you'd be able to, I don't know, do some bi-directionality. You know, you can voice track in Zeta Cloud, landing back in your Zeta system. Remember, Zeta Cloud doesn't use VPN, but your SSO, single sign-on, two-factor authentication, utilizing RCS security. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself here. Don't worry. There's going to be an RCS live on Zeta Cloud very shortly. We're just kind of, we're waiting for it. Don't worry about it. So any of the questions, by the way, we are showing it. So if we're out and about at one of our live shows, or you're curious about seeing kind of how it works in a very big picture sense, reach out to myself again or your RCS contact, and we'll show you some Zeta Cloud new features. That's really cool. That's coming down the pipeline. Really excited for that as well. I believe that is the highlight of my list. So I'm stalling for time because I'm on a slight delay. Any questions, Henrique? I saw it. Thanks for checking in as always. Hope you're good. Any of the questions, let me know. As I said, we got our chat open on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn. Any questions for me, let me know. Also, we're getting back in the fall, back in the swing of things. So if there's any topics or videos you're curious about, let us know. I mentioned the audio display, some great features there. Zeta Cloud. We got things coming down for G-Selector. So many great things going in the pipeline for here in RCS. So if you're curious about it, let me know. We're here to help out. And as I said, just to quickly recap the video, stalling for time, 525.1, some of the features that are available right now, allow creation of new assets and record events, one-way site rep, reconciling virtual log events, spot block segmentation, we dropped AFC for base, we reload layout menu option, and we replicate the tag imaging and routing behaviors across sites. That's out right now. Zeta 525.2, that's in beta right now as we speak. The idea is that you can have high availability slots. We don't care where it's playing, as long as it's playing, acting as an override, not a permanent reconfiguration. That includes moving both your DB watcher, your station, or your stations on a computer, or the individual stations themselves. That includes your sequencer, hockey stack, Z player, station audio input, feed through routing, station GPIOs, live metadata output, and so much more. Again, the idea there is after I enable it, configuration, and then the high availability slots, defining that computer in here, and then managing all of those kind of failover, if you will, options. Feed through routes, allowing for multiple port or IP addresses. Add the option to add control text to any output event that matches with a trigger. Live metadata HD radio, where you can actually go and adjust the timing and delay messaging. So if the audio comes first, now you can control those values afterwards. Great for profanity and other different feeds. Armed sequencers in site rep don't send live metadata or ETM behaviors. So if you're using site rep and armed sequencers, that's one that's been requested for a long time. Delay split messages for splits players. We show the intro values and logs under user preferences, as well as the close MVT window as well. Splits master provides the fill content from the splits window. Add weekend colors to your themes and appearances. We have the brand new configuration and system. Navigation here on the left-hand side. I just love that. It looks so clean. And then some changes that are to go. Some you can change the chain type in the voice tracker and a bunch of fixes. Of course, I know the big buzzword here is the cloud, and we have some cool stuff coming on the pipeline when it comes to Zeta Cloud, audio display, selector cloud, and so much more. So yes, I think that's good, right? Digested all of that? Any questions, let us know. As always, don't forget the archive, rcsworks.com/RCS.